said that animals, birds, etc. do not hold up for the next day, whereas we hold up in fridges and buy more on a holiday so that we don't have to buy it again the next day. So, are animals right or we are?
MashaAllah. Animals as well not holding up for the next day. They don't even hold up for later in the day. On the other hand, we hold up in fridges, thinking that we will eat tomorrow, on the day off. This was a Madani Munna or Madani Munni. So it's not every animal that holds up, an ant holds up. Ant and mouse, they take things, snatching them away, and hoard them up. However, in general, it will be said that the animals do not save anything for the next day. Moreover, it's also in a hadith that a bird leaves hungry, it flies, and Allah Almighty gives the bird sustenance. But it is human whose greed never comes to an end. No matter how much he hoards up, a blessed hadith states that if a man found two valleys of gold, it's still desire that he gets a third one. Meaning only soil of grave will fill a man's stomach. So in fact, human being is found to be very greedy. Anyhow, there are exceptions among them. Blessed Anbiya alayhimussalam are exempted from it. Na'udhu billah, no one will call them greedy. Can't say it. He'll become disbeliever if he disrespects them. Similarly, righteous saints are also free from greed. Blessed companions are free from greed. They were not greedy like us. Righteous saints are not greedy like us. The way we never get satisfied and content, after opening one branch, we open a second one, and then a third branch. Our business is spread from one city to another and in other countries. But if the business suffers ever so slightly, then we become restless. We look for wazifas, for blessings in business. Business has stopped, money got stuck somewhere, this has happened, that has happened. This is a normal practice in our society, of our people. They don't get satisfied. So Madani Munne and Madani Munia shall also refrain from greed. And us elders shall refrain even more. May Allah Almighty bless us the treasure of contentment. May we become grateful and patient upon whatever we have, and we don't greed for more.